ruby-throated. I've seen dogs guard rawhide this fiercely, their hackles raised as defense becomes its own pleasure, the way an argument craves itself or a sweet wound in the mouth keeps calling for the tongue. And as the summer ends, these tiny birds become only more violent in their vigil. One male positions himself in a nearby birch and waits for invaders to try the feeder, usually letting the other males drink a moment before he charges 20 yards in half a second, too often buzzing me as I read on the deck. So when one assault causes me to spill my drink, I pledge to take the feeder down, or to at least not refill it, sounding like the father yesterday in the park who confiscated the ball his boys fought over. But then my daughter shows me how, occasionally in between the battles, a female, her colors muted but no less beautiful, ascends from an unseen perch to drink. We watch her lean into and then away from the feeder's fake yellow flowers before returning to her hidden branch, a flight that sounds like a fan or the wind in a girl's ear as she swings, watching boys fight over what she'd never want for herself.